This is Constance DeCherney for ACLU.org. On September 28, 2007, the SAVE Coalition, spearheaded by the ACLU, hosted a congressional briefing to discuss the unintended consequences of the 1996 Prisoner Litigation Reform Act, known as the PLRA. Congress passed the PLRA to stop prisoners from filing frivolous lawsuits, but the unintended consequences of the law is that it has made it nearly impossible for prisoners to file lawsuits about prison system abuses, prisoners' First Amendment rights, and poor prison conditions. As a result, the PLRA has kept rape victims, children in detention, and inmates who have suffered civil and religious rights violations from having cases heard in federal court. Garrett Cunningham is a former inmate at the Luther Unit Prison in Navasota, Texas. While incarcerated, Garrett was raped by prison guard Michael Cheney. Unaware of the PLRA's complex rules, Garrett was unable to bring a civil rights lawsuit against Officer Cheney, who went on to sexually assault more prisoners. The ACLU's National Prison Project represented Nathan Essere, another of Cheney's rape victims, in a lawsuit that was settled in 2004. Cheney was found guilty of inappropriate contact with an incarcerated person, but never served time. Jody Kent, public policy coordinator for the National Prison Project, interviewed Garrett Cunningham for this podcast.
Garrett, do you mind telling us about the incident with Officer Cheney?
No. I was housed at a Luther Unit in Navasota, Texas in 2000, and I was in the shower area. It was my assigned job. It was on the weekend. I was walking into the back of the shower area to get my hygiene items, go take a shower, and I was the only one left back there. And he had come up behind me and shoved me real hard, knocked me off balance. He got my arms behind my back, put handcuffs on me, and he had raped me. After that, he brought me into the shower and put me under the water, and when he come back, I don't know how long it was, he come back and threw some kind of liquid on me from behind that had stung. And then after that was over, he threatened me before I had gone back to my dorm, told me that I had better keep my mouth shut and not complain to the other officers that I'd complained to before because they were his friends and they would help him out. And that if I did complain to anybody, that he would have me sent to a rougher unit where I'd be guaranteed to be raped all the time by gang members.
Had you had problems with Officer Cheney before?
Yes, I have. I've had numerous problems with him almost every day for months. During pat searches, they'd pat search everybody, on the way out to, it's like when you're leaving your job, when you're coming back, you'd get pat searched. That's what they're doing, is they're checking you for contraband. And every time during pat searches, he'd reach up and, grab my groin area. And when he first did this, I was thinking it was an accident, but when he continued to do it, I realized it wasn't an accident and that it was intentional. And so I'd complained to the unit psychologist about it, and all he told me was to go to security. And I kept going to the unit psychologist requesting a job change and kept complaining about him, this officer, and he kept telling me he can't do anything about it. I've seen him, where he's gotten other offenders job changes and whatnot, and that's why part of why I kept going to him.
Mm-hmm.
But then the incident had happened. He, with Cheney, he raped me, and I had told the unit psychologist about it. Not immediately afterwards, because I was kind of on an emotional roller coaster ride, suicidal thoughts, and I actually attempted suicide. And so I was on an emotional roller coaster ride when I did go to him and I told him what happened. He sat me in the waiting area for a couple minutes. I came back in and he told me he got me a job change. And if anybody had asked why I got a job change, he'd tell them I wanted a change of scenery. When I got my job change, I went from the issue room where the clean clothes are passed out to the offenders right after they've had a shower. I went from the issue room to the laundry area, which is right next door, so I wasn't under his direct supervision, but I was still under his indirect supervision, and I was still, being sexually harassed on a daily basis.
And Garrett, why didn't you tell the officers about the problem?
Well, initially I didn't say anything about him because in there, one is you don't get caught talking to officers or any ranking officials or anything because you look like a snitch. And when I finally did break down, I told the assistant warden and the major, who were always together. You saw one, you saw the other, and they always stood in the hallway. I finally broke down and did say something to them, and about his Officer Cheney's, sexual comments to me while I was in the shower, grabbing me during pat searches, and they told me I was exaggerating. Cheney was doing his job, and I had better keep my mouth shut.
And so did you know that under the Prison Litigation Reform Act that you had to exhaust administrative remedies in order to file a lawsuit about the incident with Officer Cheney?
I had no idea that, something like that, that I would have had to go through an internal procedure for something like that, because the common, thought amongst, the majority of prisoners, unless you're in the law library all the time when you know these things, is that, it's just for other things outside of that. If it's a criminal act, then you can go to court, and there's no time, there's a statute of limitation, which is far exceed anything inside the institution, that you didn't have to file any type of grievance or anything to do that.
Mm-hmm. And how do you exhaust administrative remedies in prison?
You have to... you have, from the time of the incident, the date of the incident, you have 15 days. You have to either fill out a slip and wait to get put on the list to go to the law library to get a grievance, a step one grievance, or you ask an officer, when you're in your dorm, you ask an officer for a step one grievance, and they'll give you a step one grievance. You fill it out, you have to put the officers, who you're complaining about, have to put their name, rank, all that, the nature of the complaint, and then you have to either hand it to the officer, one of the officers in the hall, for them to put it in the box, or you can put it in the grievance box when you're leaving, like going to the chow hall. And then you have 15 days from the date of the incident. You have 15 days, and usually they wait until like the last minute for you to get your grievance back. Once you get your step one grievance back, if you're not satisfied with the results of your step one, then you have to go through the same exact procedures again to get a step two at the law library or asking. And then you have to, fill out your step two and send that in, and then wait, for a response back on your step two.
And do prisoners fear retaliation for filing grievances?
All the time. I mean, if it's anything, outside of something stupid like a broken cookie in a chow hall, or they don't like the way the food is, if the nature of their complaint is fairly serious, retaliation is a very serious issue that all prisoners fear in there and filing grievances.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about Prisoner Litigation Reform Act, go to savecoalition.org.